Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, it is Red Men News. Liverpool's game against RB Salzburg is later this afternoon/evening. It is a 5:55 kickoff. That's one more reminder for you. It's no longer our fault if you forget the game's kicking off earlier. I didn't realise it, thanks to my dad for telling me that on Sunday night. I'm Paul Mitch and I'm joined by Ross Chanley for this one. And we brought to you in association with Red Men TV Christmas jumpers slash sweatshirts. There's three wonderful designs for you. If you're watching this live now, I'll be able to show you the picture. But if not, head over to the Red Men, the-redmen-tv.myshopify.com.
Just go to redmentv.com and click shop.
All that, yeah. The Divacarigi ones there. It's amazing. Last Christmas, there'll be, you know, thanks to Divacarigi, there will be another last Christmas, next Christmas. People got till Friday?
Yep, Friday, 9 a.m. in the UK, if you want it for Christmas. If not, then you won't get it.
Simple as that. So if you're going to do it, this is your last chance in the next couple of days. Get it sorted before the stock markets crash on Thursday when everything goes wrong. We're going to move on. A few interesting news stories pertaining to the match tonight. I've just done the starting 11 prediction show, which you can check out on the main Red Men YouTube channel. But Liverpool, via readliverpoolfc.com, expect Joel Matip to be out until 2020. He's been out with a knee injury since October. And whilst Liverpool released a statement earlier this week saying he'll be out for at least another fortnight, Jürgen Klopp has revealed he's expecting to be without his central defender for a bit longer. He was talking in the press conference, wasn't he? And he said about him and Fabinho, there's no point. You just don't ask about them anymore. You know, you don't ask every day. They're just saying, it'll be new year. Let's not worry about it till then.
Yeah, I think Klopp and his coaching staff are really good at not rushing people back. So, as much as we want to see these players, as much as we want them back in the team, Joe Matic's form was incredible before he got injured, and I thought we were past this. Mm. So it's frustrating on the one hand, but I think we're fine. I think there was a couple of worries that, you know, Lovren went off with cramp, which is a bit of a big worry for me, slightly concerning. And obviously Joe Gomez hasn't found his form, but, you know, we rely on these players to kind of pick themselves up and grab the chance that they've got. We've seen it happen before. You know, Matic took his chance because there was loads of injuries. Lovren's done it. Gomez has done it. We're just in that cycle, and don't rush them back because there's loads of footy to be played.
Absolutely. And the thing for me, if it was Matip's ankle again, I'd be concerned, because that was the problem that he had, that he came with, that he's had like a pain in it and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's been I think his ankle's been the consistent. I think I'm right in saying that. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, by all means. But yeah, it's a real shame for him. But the good thing is as well, is that if you just get a good spell out, if it could mean a good opportunity. Look, Lovren's played himself into form and back into everyone's heart. If it means the opportunity for Gomez, then yeah, there's positives potentially.
Also, Lovren could have left in the summer, and it just backs up the fact that we should have kept him.
It's funny, isn't it? These decisions do, you know, this is why Liverpool being run differently and better. I think about letting Sammy Hippier go, and then we lost all of our senior central defenders that summer. We ended up starting the season with Danny Ayala playing centre-half and what have you, and yeah, for all the will in the world. He was no Sammy Hippier. More team news then ahead of the Salzburg game. Gini Wijnaldum is available to return. And as mentioned, Dejan Lovren. Klopp says Gini and Dejan are completely fine. However, Adam Lallana, who wasn't available at the weekend, has stayed at home. He's not travelled with the squad. Again, it was brought up to me that someone wants to see him in the team for tonight. We won't see him in the team for tonight. He's out. And look, he's another one with Lallana. I don't really bat an eyelid anymore on this. We know Lallana's role in the squad. Yeah. When he's available, he's a useful player to have in the squad. But now, when he's not available, we're not reliant on him, so it doesn't make a massive impact.
He trained on his own yesterday, so I think there's a bit of hope that he could have him. But again, just someone else, like you said, if you don't, he's not your first team player, so don't get upset about it. And let him have a rest.
Yeah.
Watford at the weekend, can he come in for that and use the rotation we had done for the past 3 weeks? And we've seen the rotation paying off, haven't we, the past couple of weeks?
This is it. And Klopp actually said, it would have been maybe a risk or not to consider Lallana against Salzburg, I'm not sure, but we decided to leave him at Melwood and then he can train with the team from Thursday onwards. But he's basically saying we could have used him.
Yeah.
We could probably have used him if we wanted to, but there's no need.
No.
That's the nature of where we're at.
Especially with his injury record of recently, it's pretty bad, so why would you go and exacerbate that and put him out for 3-4 weeks? Again, there's loads of footy to play, so we need him.
100% agree with that. So we'll move things on there. And as mentioned there, obviously the Lallana stuff, we've got that as a separate article, which if I'd thought on, I would have got this article up first before we did that. But we've talked about that now, so stupid Paul, look before you leap. Bit of transfer bollocks for you. We know January is fast approaching, which means there's going to be all kinds of this absolute guff all over the place. This via the Daily Mail. PSG, look... if you're new to this, welcome. Hi. Step right in. Welcome to our nightmare. The water is warm. If you want to know whether something's bollocks or not, it's the title on these articles tries to put a quote in, but it's not a quote because when you only use single inverted commas,
suggestive.
Yeah, it's exactly. That's it. They make it look like PSG look to make a move like as though it's a quote, but it's not. The Metro has been doing this for years. Now you got the Mail doing it. They're saying, PSG look to make a move for star Sadio Mane. And then if Neymar seals dream moves to Spain. Mane's Liverpool's top goal scorer, his good form has attracted PSG to his potential signature next summer. They could move for him if record signing Neymar moves Friday's transfer for Spain. The Brazilian continues to blink with a transfer to Real Madrid or Barcelona.
Why would he do that?
No idea. The only way I think he would do that is if Liverpool win the league and maybe win another European Cup or something, who knows, and he just decides, that's what, 4 seasons for me. I've won everything I can possibly win or everything I want to win at Liverpool. Maybe I'll go and try pastures new and what have you. I don't. The crux of this is Liverpool will not be selling Sadio Mane this summer.
No.
Liverpool, I believe, and this is just my belief, would accept a bid on Mo Salah before they accepted a bid on Sadio Mane. That's just my thinking on this because they're both pretty irreplaceable.
Yeah.
But I think there's so much extra that comes with Mo Salah that you don't get with Sadio Mane. All that global superstar stuff that needs to be managed on the sides. And is there a question whether Salah's, I just think Mane's a bit more physically robust in terms of his fitness than Salah. And not much between them, by the way. But I would plant this firmly in the complete and utter horseshit. No, sorry. PSG probably do want Mane.
Yep, well, he can't have him.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we'll move on then to sportwitness.co.uk. Yeah, we're scraping that barrel. Liverpool want him. That is quotations. So there we go. Let's find out where these come from. Reds can potentially sign player in January. Jurgen Klopp is a fan. And this is, of course, Sander Berge, who we've discussed a few weeks ago on this very show. Just reading through this, the top line is, Napoli hosts the Belgian side in the final group stage tie, and RTBF journalist Pascal Schime told Kiss Kiss Napoli about the Merseyside club's interest in the Genk star. Ross, would you care to give us the quote?
Liverpool wants him. In January, he can go. First offer of €15 million was refused. Napoli, he is a player who will fit more in the Premier League than the Serie A. Scream is quoted saying Calcio Napoli 24.
Wow. So we've got a real litany of amazing sources involved in this one. Scream's comments don't make it clear whether the €15 million was made by Liverpool or Napoli. Thank you very much, Sport Witness, on that one. We looked into him. I think he actually looks a decent player. He was admitted, this is actually from earlier in the month, I think. We're aware that of the fact that he's the most important player in Genk, but he's generally the most important talent in Belgian football. We will not do anything to clip his wings if he wants to go. It is right to satisfy his ambitions. Many clubs, including Napoli, are interested in him. We'll see how the market evolves.
There's a lot of different sources there, isn't there? The other thing that I saw this morning, actually, was a lot of people saying that Marco Guric is developing well, so that might take his place and save us some money.
Yeah, that's the thing for me. You got no one knows quite what Gruch is going to be. No one really knows about Wilson. Berge looks like not necessarily how we see the evolution of Liverpool's midfield, but he looks like he if you rotated him for, like, you could play him in rotation with Fabinho or Henderson. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, he'd be able to do a bit of the box to box stuff, but also be the DM stuff and be a bit of a front foot DM. It looks absolutely fine. And I think he'd be quite a shrewd purchase for Liverpool. I just don't think in January we've any need. We're only just starting to see us actually get full use of the players we've got.
Yep.
You know, Fabinho going out has actually unlocked Keita's opportunities and Oxlade-Chamberlain's opportunities, so I don't think it's something that Liverpool will be doing in January.
Also, the thing that we've seen with recent buys is that it takes them 3-4 months to kind of get up to speed, so why would you go and do that when you're, you know, going for a Premier League title?
I mean, I
get trying to cover yourself.
Yeah, and it also means that you've got him blooded for the start of next season is the bonus to that, but I agree, I'm not sure. I think if we're going to buy someone, it's going to be someone who's so good that their lack of understanding in the system is overrided by just how good at footy they are and how good they are at linking, you know, because good footballers just play well together. It's just a fundamental
thing. You're saying that all I heard was Mbappe?
It's not happening. Just don't do it to yourself. OK, we'll take some of your comments on what we've talked about so far. If you'd be so kind, please, Tom.
Yes, just a couple on Joe Matip to start with. Tricky18 says, I was expecting 2020. It's tough, but we've just got to keep going. With Virgil van Dijk's fitness, basically able to play every minute, we just need one of Joe and Lovren, worst case, so that helps. And then Joey Muddy says, I think we need Matip back ASAP. Our form has been shocking without him. We've only won 15.
Yeah, I mean, this is the issue where we're at, is you can cope, but the problem is that, you know, if Lovren's going to be Lovren, and you know he's never more than a handful of games away from missing a game, and we don't know where Gomez is, we don't even know if he's, like, form-wise he's going to be able to fit back into the side mode, because he's been up and he hasn't really hit the heights this season for us. If you've got no Fabinho, you're losing, you've got that other extra centre-half cover, and then you're in a world where you're playing like Jordan Henderson at centre-back, or you're playing, you know, you probably, which I actually think we'd do before we brought in like a Sepp Vandenberg or whatever, but that's a worrying situation, so we could really do with Matip back sooner rather than later.
The other thing is, I think we're all focused on Liverpool, and rightly so, but also all the other teams are in the same position of racking up injuries, left, right and centre. Bournemouth at the weekend, and they have had a full squad out. I know we're not competing with them direct, but Man City got injuries, Man United will get them. Everyone's got this massive chunk of the Christmas period where they're going to be running to the ground.
Yeah.
And hopefully Leicester get some as well.
That's it. You're unlucky. If we end up in a situation where we have two more centre-half injuries, no amount of buying players can cover you for that, because there's not enough game time to go around to satisfy five fifth centre-halves is the issue. Like, City have gone too light. City are a defender too light. That's their own stupid fault for not buying another one in the summer. But that's their cross the bear. Liverpool have got the right amount of centre-halves, and they've got young talent coming through. It's just, it would be unforeseen luck if we ended up in that situation. But fingers crossed for Matip, because I think Matip is class, and hopefully we're able to cover him until he returns. Mm.
Just a couple to round it up on Salzburg later. Mm-hmm. I asked if people were confident, and then Dave LFC chat says, I think tonight's game is really tricky one. We've got to be on our game from the kickoff. And then Rob D says he's 100% confident. How many times have we left it to the last game and made it through? If it was easy, it wouldn't be worth doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like it to be easier, if I'm being perfectly honest, because it'd be nice for us to get to that situation. But this is where we're at. You know, I've said there's not too much more improvement Liverpool can do on last season. We won the European Cup and got 97 points. So it's how you go about achieving those. If you know, if we just match last season, we'll, there's a good chance you could win another European Cup and win the league. It's about bettering how you get the things that you did last season. So it's on Liverpool to win it 2-0 tonight, as opposed to being a last gasp, 1-0.
Are also doing better than the last game that we played, and obviously it was a bit comfortable. I think we just got a bit blasé about it after the first half, because it was piss easy.
Yeah.
And obviously they came out and attacked. I think it's being prepared for what they're capable of doing. I think Haaland's able to play from the start tonight, so you've got to contend with him as well. It never really hit me till this morning that, you know, we could conceivably go out the Champions League tonight, which is a pretty scary thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even worse, going into the Europa League.
Yeah, well, funny enough, I've just done an interview with CNN, I used the famous, I don't want to wake up tomorrow in the Europa League line, because it's an absolute bad. I robbed it from Steven Gerrard. Just quickly before we wrap up then, we promoted this on the start on our 11 show. We're going to be doing a live show, we're doing reacting to team news and what have you on the main channel just before kickoff, but we're going to be doing an alternative commentary for the game tonight right here in the studio. If you want to join us, there's a tweet on the @TheRedmenTV right now via @HotMicInc, who's the account, but HotMic have got an app that's going to allow us to basically do our own commentary. You're only going to be able to get get it in app, and it syncs up our commentary to how you are watching the game. I have no understanding of how this technology works.
Absolutely mental.
But it does. It does, and it's incredible. And yeah, if you want to come and have us alongside whatever comms you're watching tonight, then you can do. It's slightly easier for if you're on iOS. It's just in the App Store. That's what it's called. Hot mic. But if you want it through Android, you have to go to our Twitter account, and there is a link. You can get a beta copy of it, so you can do a bit of beta testing on Android, and you come and join us if you use the code REDMENTV, all caps. You can sign up on it and then get involved with us in the live stream tonight. Ross, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I just want to say a massive happy birthday to Mr. Chris Pajak as well. If we can all tweet at Mr. Blood Red on Twitter, said Paul and Ross sent me happy birthday, Chris. At Mr. Blood Red, happy birthday, Chris. That'd be amazing. Other than that, thank you very much. See you all very, very soon. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.